is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn around. gotta make me change my mind.
This is 103.1 FM.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. With a small kiss, she's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. Father wears his Sunday best.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
FM.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. try Gain Scent Beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms.
Currently at 64 degrees.
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
You could sustain, 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 mm-hmm. hold on for one more day and break free from the chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chains. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Point one FM sounds like this.
We'll be right back.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms.
Currently at 62 degrees.
But can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
103.1 FM.
Sky falls down on
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between.